If you haven't heard of Herbie Nichols, you're not alone. Nichols was an American jazz composer, sometimes compared to Thelonious Monk. He died in obscurity in 1963, and now a group of young New York musicians is actively searching for scores by Nichols and arranging, recording, and performing them. They call themselves the Herbie Nichols Project. Tom Vitale reports.
8 years ago, pianist Frank Kimbrough was listening to the radio when he heard a demo record made by Herbie Nichols in the 1950s.
This was a tune that we really didn't know about. We hadn't heard it before.
Frank Kimbrough had already been interested in Herbie Nichols as a composer and had been transcribing the tunes that Nichols did record. But Kimbrough says there's a lot more out there.
He's rumored to have written 170 compositions. He recorded about 45. During his lifetime, and then we found another 30, so we're almost halfway there.
Trumpeter Ron Horton found 30 previously unknown compositions at the Library of Congress. Musicians who knew Nichols gave them other compositions, and the chance encounter on the radio added one more. Moments Magical is one of nine newly discovered works the Herbie Nichols Project arranged for its new CD. Bassist Ben Allison says the arrangement was almost as accidental as the tune's discovery.
We heard three horns practicing the melody slow, just to see to make sure they get all the notes correctly. I think Frank and I are probably in the kitchen getting some espresso, and they're rehearsing in the other room, and we're thinking, wow, that sounds so beautiful just like that.
Allison and pianist Frank Kimbrough say Herbie Nichols' music lends itself to reinterpretation, in part because of who he was. Nichols was born in New York in 1919 to West Indian parents. He began working as a teenager, playing piano for dozens of bands in almost as many different styles.
You hear echoes of Dixieland, you hear a bit of bebop. He was also very interested in African music and in the European classical tradition.
Ben Allison says the melodies Herbie Nichols wrote are unique.
The notes jump to places that you would not expect. A line that moves up the scale, it moves down a slightly different scale. Your ear doesn't necessarily pick up on that, but when you go to transcribe the music, you see all these subtle details. And I think it plays upon you subconsciously. Oh, that's kind of interesting. I wasn't expecting that.
Herbie Nichols wrote his compositions mostly for himself for 20 years while he was playing in other people's bands. Finally, he got his own record contract. One of the tunes he recorded did reach a wider audience. Billie Holiday heard The Lady Sings the Blues and wrote her own lyrics.
Lady sings the blues. She tells her sad, nothing to hide.
Herbie Nichols was too good as a composer, says A.B. Spellman. Spellman is a poet and jazz critic who wrote about Nichols in his 1966 book, Four Lives in the Bebop Business. He says Nichols' subtle music demanded too much from his listeners and from his colleagues.
The musicians of his generation were primarily bebop and bebop-influenced people, and it had become, by the 1950s, fairly structured and almost conventional. And here comes Herbie Nichols, who writes music that makes you do things altogether new that you really have to study.
Nichols' compositions have found a growing audience among musicians since his death. Nichols only left behind four LPs. His recording career ended in 1957, and he found work playing in Harlem strip joints and bar bands. A.B. Spellman interviewed Nichols in the early 1960s.
The man I met was a man who had lost his vigor. He seemed to have been defeated. And it was very sad to see him in that state because I had been such a great admirer of his music. I heard him live a few times, only playing with Dixieland revivalist bands, you know, sort of recreational music, and I thought, this is way beneath this talent.
The latest interpretation of Herbie Nichols' complex compositions is called Strange City, the title of one of the tunes the Herbie Nichols Project found at the Library of Congress. Ben Allison says the phrase struck a chord.
How strange it is to live in New York City, where there's a million people running a million different directions all the time, and the feeling of being alone in a crowd. And Herbie Nichols was certainly not a pitiable figure, but there's an element of wondering what it would have been like if he had the chance to rise in the public eye. New York is a strange town, and I think it's easy to get swallowed up here.
Herbie Nichols died in obscurity in New York in 1963. He had leukemia. He was just 44 years old. The Herbie Nichols Project performs some of his newly discovered compositions tonight at the Jazz Standard in Manhattan. For NPR News, I'm Tom Vitale in New York.